WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The two-year process to replace the interchange near Easterwood Airport at FM 60 and 2018 starts today.
The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports a week from Friday, FM 60 will be closed for 10 days during spring break. Detour information is online at WTAW.com, along with a video showing how the new interchange will work. It'll be just a third of its type in Texas. What's called a diverging diamond interchange will have Highway 60 traffic crossing the bridge on the left side. Meantime, the completion of another local TxDOT project continues to be delayed. The revised date of widening Highway 21 in Bryan between the freeway and Texas is mid-May. That's after one delay due to relocating utility lines being followed by weather delays. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A four-year journey is underway to increase the capacity of College Station's Lick Creek wastewater treatment plant by 2.5 times. The city council at its last meeting approved a nearly $5 million design contract. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the state continues to increase the requirement of the treated sewage.
Wow, the idea of drinking
Wichita Falls had to do it last
yes,
year.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know, so did some California cities. Mm. But still, we've got to find ways to meet those standards, and that's almost more expensive than the expansion itself.
The timetable calls for 20 months to design and bid the project, then another 26 months for construction of the $36.5 million expansion. Brazos County District Court jury found a Calvert man guilty of continuous sexual assault of a child that took place more than 5 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, the jury then sentenced 52-year-old Rayford Smith to life. Prosecutors say Smith is not eligible for parole for the contact that took place between September 2011 and September 2012. The delay in holding the trial was due to having to run DNA tests a second time. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station spent much of last week addressing backlash following the Agriculture Commissioner's announcement that a poison bait can be used to reduce the population of wild hogs.
The highlight of my week is, you know, I'm fortunate enough that Pig Man is a constituent of mine up there in Limestone County, so I've been on the phone with him. A lot of concerns and misinformation.
Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says more information has to be released on how the bait can be used. He doesn't expect the poison bait will be used in the near future. And this is a big week in Congress in the process of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says work will be taking place in two committees that have jurisdiction over health care.
My committee, which is Energy and Commerce, specifically the health care subcommittee, and then the Ways and Means Committee has jurisdiction over the money parts of health care.
Flores expects the committee work to take 2 to 3 weeks. He says the committees will consider, among other things, what he calls market stabilization bills, which he says will serve as the transition into a 21st century health care environment. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
A courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs, they just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Ask a freshman how to choose an apartment. They'll mention square footage or how it looks. Ask a senior, they'll quickly tell you it's all about the management company. And BCR Realtors is the brand they trust. BCR Property Management makes leasing easy and convenient by taking care of every detail, like immediately fixing a broken AC in the middle of August. Leasing from BCR is your insurance that a dream apartment doesn't become a leasing nightmare. BCR Realtors, the brand students trust. BCRBCS.com.
6:11 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. Brad Mitchell filling in right now for Scott DeLucia in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian in Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Scattered showers across the area for today. It'll be breezy and warm. Temperatures up to 80 degrees. As the day goes on, the sun may peek out. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy and mild overnight, low of 65. Clouds for tomorrow. Scattered showers are possible. We're still warm. Highs tomorrow afternoon anywhere from 75 to 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. It'll be 50 to 55. Wednesday, partial sun, cooler. Highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Ah, all Aggies know this feeling.
I've come to talk with you again.
Talking a little Aggie baseball this morning, coming up in sports. Good morning, everybody. Zach Taylor filling in for Brad, who's filling in for Scott. Yeah, the Aggie baseball team, boy, they really took it on the chin the past couple of nights. We'll talk a little bit about that. Here's some from Coach Childress. Also, Myles Garrett is doing some things at the NFL Combine. I'll give you some statistics on him, some deets on that one, and all that and much more. Of course, we'll touch with NBA, the Mavericks getting a win last night over the Thunder. All that and more coming up in sports.
That's us. We are News Talk 1620 WTAW. And, of course, the Aggies, man. I saw your tweet the other day that said you were going to make Aggie baseball your pallbearer so they could let you down one more time.
No, Aggie sports in general, Brad.
Aggie sports
in
general.
Whoa. Texas A&M softball had a great weekend.
They did have a great weekend. Of course, we'll touch on that as well. they played around the rain and
they
ended up going 4-0 in the Aggie invite. Run ruled pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
So, we'll touch on that, and they're 18-1 on the year, by the way. So they're kicking butt and taking names, but I was down in Houston at Minute Maid all weekend, and it was a great atmosphere, some great ball games.
So then, maybe you should just change your Facebook status to Aggie baseball let you down one more time.
Well, I mean, Aggie football's done it quite a bit too, so let's not let them off the hook. By the way, we'll also hear from Mark Hockey, who is the brand spanking new strength and conditioning coach. So he met with the media on Friday. We'll hear from him.
Very good, very good. A 52-year-old guy in Lower Saxony, Germany, got pulled over two times in one night last week for drunk driving. The second time, they took him to the station, as you do. And apparently, while they were talking to him about his drunk driving, he randomly confessed to murdering somebody 25 years ago.
How does he get arrested twice for drunk driving in one night?
I have no idea.
So
must have posted bond early and then went out and had a couple more brewskis.
Well, it's Germany. It's Germany. So
when in Germany, do as the Germans do, which is drink a lot.
They do things a little differently over there.
Yeah.
Apparently, he just blurted out that back in November of 1991, when he was 26, he broke into a 38-year-old woman's house and stabbed her to death.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Just so living with that for 25 years.
Brutal.
I'd be drinking brewskis, too.
Gosh. The cops tracked down the case file. And that woman's murder has been unsolved, and the guy's confession checked out. And now the cops are investigating whether he might have committed any other murders.
Wow. Only in German. The Germans.
He had zero criminal record before last week.
Oh, wow. talk about just making up for lost time.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. And cops apparently say they're not sure why he gave the spontaneous confession. Did he not think anybody was going to...
Drunk.
Oh, yeah. By the way, how do you just forget about that?
We got a lot of information.
I mean, if I'm in some libations, I might, confess last time I cried at a movie or something.
That's
generally
a little more normal.
Not if I murdered
somebody. So, Friday?
What did you see Friday?
Aggie baseball win.
Ah.
Better than Field of Dreams.
It was a win.
Want to have a catch, Dad?
It was a win.
We're going to have a great time today.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, safewaydriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8376.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
617 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. The Infomaniacs right now in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's Monday.
It's Monday. It's Millennial Monday morning is what we're calling today.
Millennial Monday morning.
Yep.
We'll talk a little bit. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit later on about why I'm not necessarily a millennial. I don't necessarily fall into that category.
Sure, Brad. I know, keep telling yourself that.
I know, Chelsea, we've talked about it a little bit with Scott on the air.
Right.
And we'll go over that a little bit. But I kind of like that, Millennial Monday morning. It's the sixth day of March. Day 65 of the year, 300 to go. It's Day of the Dude.
This aggression will not stand,
this
man.
This unchecked aggression will not stand, man. Dudism is actually apparently a thing. Have you ever heard about this?
No.
It's a religion of taking her easy is apparently what they say.
All right.
So California, okay.
That's right. Exactly. It is pretty much a California thing. But yeah, today is National Day of the Dude. It's National Dress Day.
So should dudes wear dresses today?
Celebrate? The dude wore a robe.
This is true.
Pretty close.
This is true.
So,
yeah.
Maybe it counts, you know. It's okay. National Dress Day, so maybe we'll say it counts. National Frozen Food Day today.
All right.
Every day.
Frozen food.
Microwavables, yeah.
It's pretty much
single life.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, definitely. National Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh, man.
I feel like there's a National Oreo Cookie Day every month. At least, like, every 2 weeks.
As well there should be, Brad.
Some sort of an Oreo cookie day.
Will you guys be trying the Peeps Oreos that are out on the shelves these days?
No.
Good answer, Zach. Yeah. That is the correct answer.
Well, it's like, what did they come out with? Watermelon a few years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at least Peeps goes along with, like, the normal sugary sweetness, like, versus a watermelon Oreo. But Peeps are just gross. And therefore, you can do your best at making them better with an Oreo, but...
If I want to get the same effect of Peeps, I just turn over the sugar container and just open my mouth.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just a giant marshmallow, you know.
Yeah.
My favorite part of Peeps, I always say, is put them in the microwave. Have you ever done that?
And melt them?
No, I don't eat Peeps.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've never had melted Peeps.
You don't have to eat them to enjoy this phenomenon. You put it in the microwave, and you just hit the button, and it explodes. Like, not explodes.
Oh, I really want to clean up
like,
that mess.
No, not like dynamite. I mean, like, it expands and becomes a gigantic Peep. It's hilarious. You got to do it sometime. That's my Peeps knowledge for the day.
All right.
It's your Monday Peeps knowledge. It's White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. It's Dentist's Day, which makes sense after all the Oreo cookies and white chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's Namesake Day. So if you know somebody who shares your name,
a president. So I got that going
for me. That's right. Zach Taylor.
But he's dead. So that's cool.
Someone who has my name tried to friend me on Facebook.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I didn't accept. He's a stranger. He just got my name. Okay. And it's Girl Scout week because it is Monday.
All right.
So if you know any Girl Scouts, buy some cookies
because that's
always helpful. And birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Tyler, the Creator. Maybe you kids know who he is. He's turning 26. Up-and-coming rapper and producer. Yael Stone is turning 32. She plays Lorna Morello on Orange is the New Black.
Ah, yes.
Which
okay.
I watch plenty of Netflix stuff. I love their original content. I have not watched Orange is the New
Black.
It's a
really good show.
Yeah. No, I've heard good things.
I haven't watched that one yet. Have you guys seen The OA?
That's a
Netflix original. It's actually really good. I watched that this weekend.
Okay. I have to check that out, too. Bubba Sparks is turning 40.
Hey.
So
Bubba Sparks.
Got a rapper.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Cali Park.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal's turning 45 today.
Shaq.
Who is amazing on TNT. Connie Britton, Hot Mama's turning 50. Oh, Connie Britton. D.L. Hughley is turning 54. Of course, he used to have his own show. Not anymore. He's a comedian. Tom Arnold says he's a comedian. He's turning 58 today.
Claims to be a comedian.
Was married to Roseanne for however many years. He lost a lot of weight recently, too. So good for him.
Oh, has he?
Kiki D. Boy, we're taking a big jump here. 70 today. Of course, she was Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John back in the day. I Got the Music in Me. Rob Reiner's turning 70 today. Everybody's favorite liberal director. Of course, he was in All in the Family. Had some kind of spot-on cameo roles in movies. He played Leonardo DiCaprio's dad in Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
But people know him. Also, he's a great director. When Harry Met Sally, The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. He's directed all of those.
Yeah, so, very cool.
Of course, he was Meathead on All in the Family. David Gilmour is turning 71, lead guitarist for Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Mary Wilson, 73. She's co-founder of The Supremes.
All right.
Alan Greenspan is turning 91 today.
91.
Wow. So happy 91st birthday to one Alan Greenspan. And that's all I've got for birthdays.
All right. Did you mention Moira Kelly? She's an actress.
I did not.
She's 49. She's been a lot of stuff. She's more popular, I think, in the 90s, a little bit later on in the 90s. But, she is 49 today. And then John Stossel.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Fox News muckraking troublemaker, they call him, and also used to be on 2020. Used to do those commentary type
pieces. Stash.
Indeed. He is 70 today. It's 6:22.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We all saw this coming. Media Research Center studied the press coverage of Donald Trump for the first 30 days of his presidency. And what did they find? A whopping 88% of the coverage was hostile. Washington Times reports the study, which analyzed both tone and content for the evening newscasts, ABC, NBC, CBS, and found the big three networks produced 16 hours of coverage on the new president and his staff. Now, that's over half their total coverage for the month. In their coverage of Trump's first month, the networks bombarded viewers in the country with stories and quotes from angry citizens critical of Trump's policies while providing little airtime to Trump supporters. The study also found the network's anchors and reporters often injected their own anti-Trump rhetoric. Yeah, maybe Trump is right. The mainstream media has become the enemy of truth and the American people.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it. Typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Shinko with Your Money Now. A group of senators is examining Marathon Pharmaceuticals' decision to charge $89,000 for a steroid that costs a fraction of that overseas. In a letter sent to Marathon CEO Jeffrey Aronin, the senators question whether the price was warranted based on the company's investment in developing the drug called Emflaza. The senators say there are serious questions about whether there's any justification for such a dramatically high price. The space transportation company owned by Amazon Chairman Jeff Bezos is expected to announce some customers and new initiatives this week, the latest step toward its long-term goal of building rockets powerful enough to travel deep into the solar system. Blue Origin LLC is creating rockets that are designed to take tourists on voyages and then propel spacecraft into Earth's orbit and eventually blast both manned and robotic missions to the moon and various planets. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. I often struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn more about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com today or call 844-368-2424. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia today, and Zach Taylor over there filling in for me. Chelsea Reber always on the news. And I'm not going to do a bit of info today because I figured, you know, today's kind of one big bit of info. Am I right?
A lot of info coming on the Infomaniacs this morning.
Yeah, lots of bits of info that I actually get to comment on with you guys. So
heck yeah. It's that real quick, fun. Brad, for those who are joining us who are Twitter savvy or enjoy Twitter, Justice Don Willett, who is a Supreme Court justice for the state of Texas, is one of the best follows out there, and it's a bipartisan thing. He is hilarious. And he tweeted out a meme today that I think goes great with being a Monday. It's Monday motivation. Just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It is called garbage can, not garbage cannot. So we got that going for us today.
So there you go. Even if you're trash, you're doing all right. Mm-hmm. So, taking a look at your weather right now. You got a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 80, south wind around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66 with wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Right now, it's 68 degrees and of course, weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Ever have somebody say something or do something that really gets under your skin and just ruins the whole day? Time to put a stop to that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Do you ever get upset when someone is rude or ignores you?
I think many times the trigger mechanism for getting upset is when somebody does not live up to your expectations. For example, I hold a door for you, and you just walk through. You don't even say thank you or anything. That triggers a lot of people off.
Dr. Kay Potez, author of the book Take It Back, says these slights that we get from other people tap into something very basic.
Our brains are wired so that we do react, and we're wired to protect ourselves. Now, of course, somebody holding a door or cutting you off in traffic is not life-threatening, but we are wired to protect our lives. So any slight, anything that is not the way we think it should be, we react physiologically to that.
When you begin to understand that, you don't have to let those little slights get to you.
Whether somebody else says thank you or somebody else is courteous has nothing to do with me. It's all about them. So I'm going to do what I believe is right, whether it's being polite or holding the door for somebody. And if they say thank you, that's nice. I have no idea what's going on in their mind or their life, etc. It's not about you.
When you let people get under your skin, you're giving them power over you that they don't deserve.
Whoever I'm angry with, half of the people don't know and the other half probably don't care. Take that power back. Don't give people the power to ruin your day like that.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. What is already one of several traffic snags in the Twin Cities becomes a bigger headache today, then gets worse during spring break.
The locations, the interchange near Eastward Airport of FM 60 and 2818. TxDOT Bryan District Office reports construction begins today on the new diverging Diamond Interchange. When completed 2 years from now, weather permitting, Highway 60 traffic goes to the left across the bridge over 2818. You can see a video of how it works online at WTAW.com. And during the 10-day spring break, Highway 60 will be closed between Research Parkway and Turkey Creek Road. TxDOT says that's in order to replace pavement without placing workers and motorists in danger of each other and to save the cost of this portion of the project taking several weeks of nighttime closures. Detour information is also on the WTAW website. Meantime, TxDOT has another completion date for the widening of Highway 21 in Bryan between the freeway and Texas. TxDOT's looking at mid-May, which follows weather delays, and before that, taking more time to relocate utility lines. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Business at the last College Station City Council meeting included approving a nearly $5 million contract to design what is budgeted as a $36.5 million expansion of the Lick Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Is that going to be enough?
Probably not. Probably not. You know, and it's not just the size, it's not just the volume, but it's also the quality of the effluent that you have to place out there.
Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the cost of meeting state standards for treated sewage is almost as expensive as the expansion itself.
Texas Commission on Environmental Quality annually, it seems, ups the ante a little bit so that eventually the effluent that you put out there, as some of our cities, particularly during the drought in the Panhandle and other places, discovered that you got to get that to a potable sense.
It will take the better part of 2 years to design and bid the project and another 2 years for construction. When completed, capacity to treat sewage will increase by 2.5 times. Four men are accused of walking into a College Station student apartment early yesterday with guns and leaving with an undisclosed amount of money and undisclosed property. The police department's news release reports one of the victims of the holdup at Callaway Villas was treated at the scene after he was struck in the face with a pistol. Bryan police responded to a hit-and-run crash Saturday night at Texas and Villa Maria that ended with a second collision. According to the arrest report, a retired police sergeant followed a truck that left the scene on Villa Maria to Welburn, then a couple of blocks on Welburn before turning on Montauk, where the truck hit a parked pickup. No one was injured in either crash. 25-year-old Eric Min of College Station was arrested for DWI and failing to give information at the first collision. It's been about 2 weeks since Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller announced a poison bait can be used to combat the state's feral hog population. Since then, Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs received some backlash from, among others, hog hunting industry groups.
I'm staring at a petition on my desk right now from the Texas Hog Hunters Association, and it's probably 200 pages long. That's 18 to 2,000 names. We've got to get the right information out there.
Cassell says more information has to be released on how the bait can be used.
Grazing regulations, if you use this bait, you can't graze that property for 90 days. So there's a lot of things that didn't get out there that need to be out there, and I don't think it's going to be an immediate use.
Cassell says only those who have a certain level of a pesticide applicator's license can buy the poison. There is an ambitious goal to repeal and replace Obamacare.
We've been marking up what I call market stabilization bills to deal with the transition from Obamacare to a 21st century health care environment.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants a health care reform bill on the president's desk by next month.
We're going to start in earnest the repeal replace part. We are getting closer and closer to having a pretty good scope as to what replace looks like.
Flores says two House committees start work this week, the Healthcare Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce, of which he is a member, and the Ways and Means Committee, which is chaired by fellow Texan Kevin Brady. And the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley has announced a new record from the annual Empty Bowls Junior fundraiser. Supporters purchased 900 handmade bowls created by students and teachers from 25 schools. That generated more than $11,000. Five food pantries in Brazos and Robertson counties are sharing more than $5,600, up from $4,000 to three pantries last year. Local restaurants provided soup and bread served by staff from WTAW and other Bryan broadcasting stations. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80. And I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, educational seminars, and more.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
6:39 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia. Taking a look at your weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs with drilled bell-bottom piers, Anchor also specializes in polyurethane concrete raising. Driveways, sidewalks, patios, swimming pools, and more can easily be raised back into position at a fraction of the cost to improve and replace. You can learn more at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds and breezy today with temperatures up around 80. Passing showers are going to be with us throughout the day. And during the afternoon, we may see a few peaks or breaks of sun. We're partly to mostly cloudy and close to 65 overnight. Scattered showers continue to move through tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80, turning partly cloudy tomorrow night. We're cooler 50 to 55. Wednesday, partial sunshine. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Infomaniacs inside the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And, of course, obviously, there has been a lot of controversy surrounding Trump's recent tweets about the bugging of Trump Tower by the Obama administration. You guys heard about this?
Yeah, I've just heard about the phone hacks.
Yeah, he's a lot of people have reacted to Trump's stunning allegations that former President Obama had Trump Tower bug leading up to last November's election. Right now, here's Fox's Kelly Wright on the situation. Well, see, and that's what Scott always has to deal with every
She's
morning.
Shy.
Republicans and the White House are scrambling to defend President Trump.
It's a he,
after
by the way.
He accused President Obama of ordering wiretaps of Trump Tower during the election. So far, there has been no evidence to back up the president's claims he tweeted about over the weekend. Many are left wondering why the president would make these claims if they weren't true. And the FBI is reportedly asking the Justice Department to deny Mr. Trump's claims. Some are calling this another distraction as Republicans try to push forward a big agenda. In New York, Kelly Wright, Fox News.
Now, apparently the New York Times reported that FBI Director James Comey asked the Justice Department over the weekend to publicly reject Trump's claims that former President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower before the election. Both the FBI and the DOJ declined to comment to the Times. So
I was listening, always listening into my phone conversations.
And you know, I mean, there's depending on this is one another one of those situations where depending on who you talk to, you're going to get a different answer.
Absolutely.
You're going to get a different response, whether you're looking at a conservative outlet or a liberal outlet on whether or not he did it, on whether or not it was necessary, on whether or not it was OK, all of that.
I'm trying to figure out, has Trump come out and said where he's getting his information from?
Not necessarily.
So he's
I don't
just
believe so.
So he's making the claim without, you know, backing it up. And obviously the FBI
right.
is not where he's going
to. I just don't see why you would go after President Obama at this point if you didn't have a legit reason to.
That's yeah. true, too.
Well, I mean, it's Donald Trump.
I mean, it's Donald Trump. Yeah, I know. But
well, and a lot of people are saying that, Obama and Hillary Clinton aren't going away anytime soon, regardless of Hillary losing and everything like that. They're going to impose their will, if you will, or their ideas on the American people, whether we like it or not, for a long time to come. So,
oh yeah,
we have that to look forward to. That's
yeah.
fun. Speaking of Twitter, Donald Trump is not the only one who's been tweeting. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal sent out a tweet last night vowing to block the current nominee for deputy attorney general unless he promises to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Russia's reported involvement with last November's presidential election. Blumenthal tweeted, quote, "I'll use every possible tool to block DOJ deputy AG nominee unless he commits to appoint independent special prosecutor."
I mean, at this point, though, he's the deputy. He's not Jeff Sessions.
That's
so
true.
So how can he override something that Jeff Sessions, it seems like he would have to give the okay on?
Well, this is Rod Rosenstein is his name. He's the AG nominee, the deputy AG nominee. He's set for tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. before the Senate Judiciary Committee. So that ought to be interesting. And of course,
oh, you know it. You know it. So going back to Saturday, as we just discussed the wiretapping, this is where President Trump said, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped." He puts that phrase in quotation marks, so not really sure why that, occurred. But He said, my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory and nothing found. This is McCarthyism.
Get him.
He goes on to tweet, just out, the same Russian ambassador that met Jeff Sessions visited the Obama White House 22 times and 4 times last year alone.
Get him.
He questions, is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by court earlier, a new low. He was busy Saturday. Yeah. I bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election.
Big hands.
And he continues, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon / Watergate. Bad, in parentheses, or sick guy.
Yeah, he's been drawing a lot of comparisons to the whole Watergate thing with this, you know.
Everybody brings up Watergate. Any kind of scandal's the next Watergate.
Well, and if this is true, if this really is true.
I mean, it's actually
then
wiretap.
I mean,
so, yeah.
That's exactly the same as Watergate. So.
And then he continues with the Celebrity Apprentice news about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
he says, Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't voluntarily leaving The Apprentice. He was fired by his bad, pathetic ratings, not by me. Sad end to a great show.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later on as well. Donald Trump and Arnold Schwarzenegger getting into their little war over The Apprentice and over whether or not Arnold resigned or whether or not he was fired. Because Trump says he was fired. Who really knows?
So has there ever been a president until now that's been so in tune with what's going on TV?
I don't think so, because I don't think there's ever been a president who has really had a presence on TV like that. I mean, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Right.
He was in movies.
And Obama made the talk night or the talk show circuit and things like that. I think he kind of got the ball rolling, because Bush said himself, I think on Kimmel, that he hardly ever watches TV, or he did whenever he was in office.
When do they have time?
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's what you're thinking, but apparently Donald Trump has plenty of time.
Well, no, this was his show. I mean, of course he's going to know the ins and outs
of it.
But
he's always talking about what's on TV, Fox News, the ratings of CNN. I mean, he's...
Well, he's much more in tune. I would agree, much more in tune with media, because he likes to, you know, yell at them all the time.
Yeah, the Oscars.
If you remember, President Obama apparently had plenty of time to watch TV, because that's how he always found out about all the scandals. He would always come on and say, I had no idea. I learned about it from you guys. So Obama was watching plenty of TV, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 11th, learn all about spring lawn care. We'll discuss fertilization, pest control, and many other aspects of lawn care. Early spring can be tough on lawns, and we'll teach you about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
My subject today, my favorite lawn substitute when it's too shady for grass. The most common question I get. Neil, what can I grow? My grass isn't growing in the shade of my trees. What grass will grow? The experiences I'm about to tell you are what I've learned during 35 or 36 years of watching lawn grasses retreat in my own landscape due to shade. I'll be back with details after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week. 800-752-
due to
My subject today, my favorite lawn substitute when it's too shady for grass. The most common question I get. Neil, what can I grow? My grass isn't growing in the shade of my trees. What grass will grow? The experiences I'm about to tell you are what I've learned during 35 or 36 years of watching lawn grasses retreat in my own landscape due to shade. I'll be back with details after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We're going to have to establish some true facts if we're going to talk about growing grasses in shade. And the first fact that we need to remember is that all of our lawn grasses must have sun. Some, Bermuda and Buffalo grass, require more, 6 to 8 hours of hot direct sunlight. Some, like St. Augustine and in northwest Texas fescue, can survive with as little as 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight daily. But they must have sun. That is non-negotiable. It's amazing to me how many people will argue with me. Oh, I know grass will grow there. It used to. There is absolutely no lawn grass, regardless of claims, that will grow and spread in less than 4 hours of sunlight. Now, St. Augustine might last for a few weeks or months, but even it will eventually thin and die. If you have tried new St. Augustine sod and it has gradually faded, leaving thin, rubbery rectangles of soil that came with the sod, there isn't enough light. Now, forgive this next rather rude command. Relax and quit flailing. It's time to take a different approach. You can try removing one or two low branches from your shade trees if you wish. That might let enough light in to keep the grass growing, but don't disfigure the trees in the process. Odds are that the trimming won't give enough help, and the trees are more valuable landscaping assets that you don't want to mangle. Facing those same odds, I learned many years ago that I would have to switch over to a permanent ground cover. I used Persian ivy for a while and English ivy. I still have Asian jasmine and purple winter creeper euonymus beds, and they've done well. But each of those ground covers produces vining stems, and the pecan leaves that are casting shade on my landscape always get hung up on those stems, making fall cleanup difficult and time-consuming. Well, Mondo grass quickly became my ground cover of choice. It was that simple statement that generated all of the questions I get. Let me address them with a couple of comments. First, this is a ground cover. It's not a true grass. You may know it as monkey grass. It's actually in the lily family, like liriope is. Mondo grass gets 6 or 7 inches tall. You do not mow it, and it's not dwarf mondo grass. It's not something you walk on. You can walk through it if you have to, but you don't walk on it regularly. It grows well in the shade. You can plant it now, and it will spread and cover during this growing season. Mondo grass is a great replacement when the grass won't grow in the shade. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas steps to a more perfect landscape. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, a ton of Aggie sports in action this past weekend, so let's get to it. The Texas A&M media got its first crack at new Aggie football strength and conditioning coach Mark Hockey on Friday. Now, the Maroon and White have showed some late-season decline over the past couple of years, and Hockey was asked what he's doing to fix it.
No, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing is right now we're kind of just finished phase one. So that's the first off-season training program. And what's exciting about that is this is a new team. So 2017, we're developing a new identity, developing a new attitude, a new brand of toughness, a new brand of accountability. That was everything that Coach Sumlin said he wanted out of this team. That's the vision, and that's what we're getting after right now.
And the guys will be back at it again today. The annual Maroon and White game, of course, is slated for April 8th at Kyle Field. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, projected number one overall pick Myles Garrett is putting on quite a show at the NFL Combine. The 6'4", 272-pound defensive end produced a position-best 41-inch vertical and finished top five in bench, broad jump, and the 40-yard dash. Head out to the baseball diamond where Tucker Kaskaden smacked a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Baylor walked off against Texas A&M 6-3 last night at the Shriners Classic in Houston. Now, it was the second walk-off loss in as many nights for the Aggies, who dropped an 11-10 15-inning decision to TCU on Saturday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, how we handle failure is going to ultimately determine our success, and we got our hearts ripped out last night and, you know, thought it was about as bad as it could be, and, you know, I don't guess it was. I mean, certainly disappointed for our guys, played so great for 8.5 innings, to have it taken away from us, and they did take it away from us. Make no mistake, Baylor came and took that from us. You know, disappointed for our guys, disappointed for Corbin, and, you know, guys got outstanding stuff and, you know, was great last night, and you know, made one mistake tonight, and they certainly made us pay in a big way.
Now, much like the night before, the Aggies held a multiple-run lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, only to see it slip away. They wrap up the Shriners Classic at 1-2 and fall to 9-3 on the season. Now, on the softball diamond, the fifth-ranked Aggies managed to work their way around the rain to sweep the field of the Texas A&M Invite. The weekend was capped off by an 8-0 run rule victory over UTSA yesterday afternoon. Junior Ashley Walters had a humongous day at the plate. She went a combined 4-for-5 with a home run and 7 RBI in the Aggies' 2 wins on Sunday. Now, Aggie women's basketball finds out its fate in the NCAA tournament tonight. The Maroon and White advanced all the way to the semifinals of the SEC tournament over the weekend, only able to fall to Mississippi State Saturday night. However, they should be a safe pick anyways in the NCAA tournament. The selection show is this evening at 6 o'clock. Now, for the guys, they'll be the 10th seed for the men's SEC tourney in Nashville. The Aggies wrapped up the regular season with a 71-63 loss to 9th-ranked Kentucky Saturday at Reed. They'll take on 7th seed Vanderbilt this Thursday night, a team that's gotten the better of Coach Kennedy and company twice already this year. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson played mistake-free over the final 5 holes to close out a victory at the PGA's Mexico Championship yesterday. Johnson saw a 4-shot advantage become just a 1-shot deficit before he birdied 15 and closed with 3 solid pars for a 3-under-68. He finished 14 under for the tournament, 1 stroke ahead of Tommy Fleetwood. Brad Keselowski was able to take the checkered flag at Atlanta Motor Speedway, beating out Kyle Larson by just over 0.5 seconds. Pole sitter Kevin Harvick led most of the way, but was penalized 1 lap for going too fast on pit row during his final stop. On the basketball court, Seth Curry scored 22 points, and Dirk Nowitzki added 18 points and 12 rebounds as the Dallas Mavericks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 104-89 last night. Russell Westbrook was held to 29 points with the Thunder after scoring more than 40 in each of his last 4 games. Now tonight, it's a Lone Star Showdown in San Antone as the Spurs welcome the Houston Rockets to town. Tip-off is at 7:30 at the AT&T Center. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars head to D.C. to take on the Capitals at 6. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Taking a look at your weather right now, it's got about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, High's going to be around 80 coming up tonight. Low around 66. Slight chance of thunderstorms. So it's going to be pretty hot and muggy and a little bit gross out there. But don't you worry, because coming up on Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms are likely. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 74. South winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Becoming north in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible. So be ready for that. It's coming up tomorrow. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to talk about a crazy phenomenon that's going on with people dipping pizza in their milk. That sounds pretty disgusting, if you ask me. That's coming up in the next hour. We also got a whole lot more. As you know, it's WTAW College Station, Brian.